Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Do you want to retire early? I think a lot of us do. You know, a recent survey from Corebridge Financial showed that one out of every eight working Americans plan to stop working before they turn 61 years old. So by the time they're 60. And at the same time, most employees say they want to live until they are 100. So if you look at the easy math on that, there are a substantial number of Americans that plan to live in retirement for close to 40 years. For many of us, that's more than we actually spend working. That also presents some financial challenges. And longevity of life by itself produces challenges, because most people, if you retire at 65, you know, most people when they retire, you're probably going to live for 25 to 30 years. Especially a married couple, if you look at how long till the second spouse dies. The reality is the financial risks that come with living long lives in retirement start to compound. Things like inflationary risk, you know, what's it going to cost for things 30 years from now or even 20 years from now? You know, we look at inflation right now. I call it the silent killer of retirement income, because it sneaks up on you, and before you know it, you're like, where's my income? And then of course market loss, we're subject to more big market downturns, you know, the medical risks, healthcare catastrophe become much greater. So here's four quick tips for retiring early. Number one, you need to control your spending, and you need to know your spending. That's actually even more important than controlling your spending. You've simply got to know what it takes for you to live. Now there's an easy way to do that. Just look and see how much is actually hitting your bank account from work, because that certainly is not your salary. And then over the course of 12 months, is your bank account balance growing or getting smaller? Tip number two, plan your Social Security election, because with people living longer and longer lives, it makes Social Security election even more important. Number three, save 20% of your salary. If you're currently saving 10%, it may mean that when you get a raise, all that raise needs to go into savings. But if you really want to get ahead financially and save enough money to retire early, save 20% of your paycheck. And then finally, tax diversification. We think about investment diversification. Tax diversification is having different pots of money that you can pull income from with different tax impact, whether it's an IRA, a Roth, or a non-IRA account.